8. Performance multiplier number 4. Assistant/scheduler. Jill often jokes about her tendency to double book events and meetings on her calendar. Truth be told, though, she often triple and even quadruple books them. It's not that she's careless. It's that her priorities often have to shift at the last minute in order to meet client or prospect deadlines. Additionally, she has a tendency to make some appointments in person while speaking directly with a client and doesn't always remember to enter them into her phone later. Then there were all the other meetings she'd be invited to via an email link, and yet others she makes while speaking on her cell, usually in the car en route to an appointment. At the end of the day, when she tries to reconcile the various events, she often discovers she double-booked herself by accident, or that unless she could gain access to George Jetson's flying car, there simply wasn't enough time to get from one meeting to another. Because it would be so late in the evening, she would usually set a few reminders for the next day to follow up and rearrange whatever she could. Unfortunately for Jill, frequently the next day was filled. She seldom has enough time to answer all the emails in her inbox, let alone connect with everyone she needs to in order to coordinate her calendar. Sometimes it takes a few days of playing phone tag with someone to change a lunch meeting. In the interim, the date it was changed to was already taken by someone else, and Jill would need to reroute once again. Meanwhile, those emails continue to pile up in her inbox. One morning, she used the search feature to find a specific one, only to discover that she'd received subsequent emails from that same person. She could sense their frustration because she hadn't answered their questions. However, she didn't have the answer yet. Or did she? She used the search feature again to find the email she'd sent to a supplier to get the answer and realized she never inquired in the first place. She now tries, and the email immediately bounces back. That supplier is no longer in business. She'd have to find another one and get back to her client ASAP. But soon a calendar alarm goes off on her cell. It's time to leave if she's to make it to an appointment on time. Clearly, Jill needs help, and the most helpful person she can think of is her assistant, Ethan. To date, she'd seen him as someone who typed up the latest proposals, sorted the mail, and completed other minor tasks. But he had a track record of managing more. As she's in the car heading to the meeting, Jill calls Ethan. She explains her dilemma with the supplier and asks if Ethan thinks he can help. He asks for access to Jill's email. At first, she hesitates. Her email is loaded with confidential information on clients. But he's there to work for her. Of course he wants her to succeed. She can trust him. Jill quickly sends IT a note to provide Ethan access to her email. A couple of hours later, she returns to the office to discover that not only has Ethan found a new supplier, but he's already responded to the client, and the client is ready to sign the deal. Additionally, he explains that he sent Jill an email that includes, in a logical format, all of the necessary information she needs to reply to several other emails. He then discusses Jill's calendar, as many messages are related to scheduling events, and explains what he can do to clear up all the cross-communication and ensure she always arrives on time, where she needs to be, without worrying about wasting time on research or gathering intel, because he can take care of that. In the role of assistant/scheduler, Ethan lowers Jill's stress level and improves her performance with clients by being a gatekeeper who protects her time and attention while also facilitating all of her meetings and interactions. Your EA as assistant/scheduler. As executives become more successful, they can, really they should, become more dictatorial about how they spend their days, as more and more people clamor for their time and attention. Yes, you may want to be all and do all for as many people as you can, but unless you empower your EA's assistant/scheduler performance multiplier, you risk coming up short for everybody and every project, even for yourself. In the area of assistant/scheduler, your EA takes on the traditional role of assistant, with the added bonus of being a master at playing calendar Tetris, managing time slots on a calendar filled with shifting priorities and projects, doing whatever is necessary to line things up just so. Such time engineering requires detailed, precision scheduling. That includes more than just entering the time and date of an event in your calendar. Using their ESP skills, your EA can log pertinent information on your calendar invites or in an email to you with a link to the calendar invitation. If the event is a call with a client, a bulleted list within the calendar invitation between you and the client can serve as an agenda and include the key points for discussion. If the meeting is for a consultation or sales call, Your EA can send you the link to the calendar invitation in an email, as well as providing background information or a dossier on the potential new client, any relevant details about the nature of their business or competitors, and so on. They can also use a routing aid like Google Maps to check the average commute times to various destinations at the time of day you may be driving and incorporate that into the appointment so it does not come as a surprise that what seems like it should be a smooth 20-minute drive is really a 45-minute stop-and-go session. Because your EA knows your priorities and goals, as well as your overall day-to-day routine, they can pencil in times to hold slots for potential events, then rearrange those in accordance with your priorities. Their mastery of the velvet no will enable them to make the necessary calls or emails with grace to get everyone involved in sync with your scheduling needs. An EA's email is a primary tool as an assistant/scheduler. Part of their Tetris-like skills for lining everything up is played out in their inbox. Great EAs use their email inbox as a to-do list, snoozing mail that needs follow-up or is waiting for additional information so that nothing falls through the cracks. They can do the same for your inbox, too, if you allow them access to your email. Benefits. Top-level EAs use their synchronization superpower the most when it comes to being an assistant/scheduler. Knowing your habits and routines, they will schedule around them to ensure you are at your best everywhere you go. Additionally, that synchronization can extend to helping you serve yourself better. For example, Ethan noticed one of his principals was often aggravated when looking at his schedule. The two discussed this, and Ethan realized the formatting was the issue, so he developed a personalized system for his principal. The system includes Ethan sending the principal an email at the end of each day. Inside that email is a table that includes everything scheduled for the following day and anything related to those events. For example, if the executive has a phone call, the number will be included. A Zoom meeting will have the link embedded in the table. If there are notes or background information that may come in handy, such as a LinkedIn profile or client website, they will be included as well. All of this information is an exact replication of everything already included in Ethan's principal's calendar, but in one easy-to-access, streamlined place. The principal loves the system. Having everything compiled in one place saves time and eliminates aggravation. The daily system worked out so well that they began similar ones covering longer time spans. Ethan sends a note on Fridays listing all of the upcoming events for the following week. And on the last day of each month, he sends one out for the following month. A side benefit of these weekly and monthly lists is that Ethan can look over them and include potential prep work his principal, or Ethan, may want to do prior to the day before the call. For example, if the principal will be on a call with someone they have not spoken to for 6 months, Ethan can remind the principal of that and what that person may be expecting from them. Part of being an assistant/scheduler performance multiplier requires EAs to use their ESP superpower and help their executive develop that ability as well. An example is when Stephanie had a client who needed to create a massive presentation in March. She entered the information on the specific date in her principal's calendar. She then entered a meeting between her principal and herself the second week of October before that presentation to discuss the plan for March and the timeline of the project. Knowing the plan, Steph was able to collect the information her principal would need for ensuing milestone check-ins and provided that information prior to each check-in. Steph helped another client with a similar scheduling strategy. That principal greatly enjoys remembering the birthdays of his leadership team members and likes to offer them a special gift, but he often forgot until the last minute. Steph went into his calendar and entered not only the team member's birthday, but also a reminder with a notification alarm attached to a message reminding her principal to think about what to get for a present for that specific person, along with noting what they were given the previous year, the week before. When EAs have access to their principal's email, it always makes everyone's life run a little more smoothly. They can eliminate the junk that isn't filtered and even weed out emails that might be better off going to someone else in the company. For example, the email from a salesperson wanting to discuss the facilities maintenance supplies can be forwarded to the operations VP. They can coalesce emails that belong together but may not be in one thread, do research to provide answers for when you do respond to inquiries, and so much more that will save time and energy, as well as alleviate some stress. One additional benefit of your EA serving as an assistant/scheduler is that they can help maintain good relationships or even improve them. If they see an email hasn't been answered because you are waiting for the information, They can reach out and let that person know they have not been forgotten and explain the delay. In other words, they can be a buffer, someone to ensure all parties are heard and valued while waiting to hear back from the principal. Empowering your EA assistant/scheduler. To empower your EA to be your master scheduler, assess your rhythms and habits, and think about how you can enable your EA's superpower of synchronization. If you know you tend to have low energy after lunch, then that is not the time for high-level thinking. Similarly, if you have a regular appointment with a trainer, after which you are somewhat jacked up with adrenaline, then that's not a good time for things like analyzing P&L statements or reviewing financial forecasts. Also consider whether you like time between calls or meetings to clear your head, or if you prefer to have them back-to-back within a certain time frame each week to get them done and over with. Or, when you're working on a special project, would it be conducive for you to have regularly scheduled blocks of time to focus on it? Possibly you could use catch-up time scheduled in each week to do, well, just that. Get caught up and close any loose ends. Any insight into your personal life that you can give your assistant will also be of great benefit. Are you fine with having calls at 7 o'clock in the morning before you arrive at the office? Or do you not feel ready to take any calls until after you've been through your emails each morning? If you have personal events scheduled during the week, say a dinner with old friends in town where you know the wine will be flowing and will go until late at night, let your EA know that you may be late the following day. Even better, your EA may use their ESP superpower and realize you have the dinner planned and will double check with you about whether you want to schedule anything the following morning. Related to that, anytime you can explain the reasoning behind why one meeting or event is more important than another, that will be of great help too. Your EA will remember that information and proactively try to set up your calendar to revolve around that rationale the next time a potential conflict comes up. Steph had a client who excelled at empowering his EA to be an assistant/scheduler. That client knew himself well and was protective of his time. Once he had his ground rules set, he trusted Steph to abide by them, which she did, as did all of his direct reports. Those ground rules included how he wanted his appointments set up in the calendar invitation. He didn't like John/Alex call 3 o'clock because that left too much room for confusion. So he set specifics for how calls should be set up. John to call Alex at 3 o'clock regarding blank, along with the phone number and any relevant information. He also requested that Steph include any email chains related to the call and coalesce any information that could be of help during the meeting. Setting up parameters for calendar invites should also include closing parameters. How much information is too much? This tactic is particularly useful when a principal relies on their phone for their information and there is not enough room for reading everything or long external links. Other ground rules can include asking your EA to set people up for success before they get in front of you. That means if someone schedules an appointment with you, let your EA discuss with them what they want to talk about. Armed with that information and knowing what you will want to know, your EA can then potentially steer the person to the CFO to gather necessary data, let them know they should include a PowerPoint or vice versa, or do whatever else they will need to so that they are fully prepared for your meeting. Yes, as an assistant/scheduler, your EA can manage your calendar like a pro Tetris player lines up blocks. But to really ensure your time and attention is optimally managed, it helps if your EA is privy to parts of your life outside of work, which leads us to the next performance multiplier, your EA as personal assistant.